For hatred is corrosive of a person's wisdom and conscience. The mentality of enmity can poison a nation's spirit, instigate brutal life and death struggles, destroy a society's tolerance and humanity, and block a nation's progress to freedom and democracy. I hope, therefore, to be able to transcend my personal vicissitudes in understanding the development of the state and changes in society, to counter the hostility of the regime with the best of intentions, and diffuse hate with love. As we all know, reform and opening brought about development of the state and change in society. In my view, it began with abandoning taking class struggle as the key link, which had been the ruling principle of the Mao era. We committed ourselves instead to economic development and social harmony. The process of abandoning the philosophy of struggle was one of gradually diluting the mentality of enmity, eliminating the psychology of hatred, and pressing out the wolf's milk in which our humanity had been steeped. It was this process that provided a relaxed environment for reform and opening at home and abroad, for the restoration of mutual love between people and soft, humane soul, for the peaceful coexistence of different values and different interests. It provided the explosion of popular creativity and the rehabilitation of warm-heartedness with incentives consistent with human nature. Externally abandoning anti-imperialism and anti-revisionism, and internally abandoning class struggle, may be called the basic premise of the continuance of China's reform and opening to this day. The market orientation of the economy, the cultural trend towards diversity, and the gradual change of order to the rule of law, all benefited from the dilution of this mentality. Even in the political field, where progress is slowest, dilution of the mentality of enmity also made political power ever more tolerant of diversity in society. The intensity of persecution of dissidents has declined substantially, and characterization of the 1989 movement has changed from an instigated rebellion to a political upheaval. The dilution of the mentality of enmity made the political powers gradually accept the universality of human rights. In 1998, the Chinese government promised the world it would sign the two international human rights conventions of the UN, marking China's recognition of universal human rights standards. In 2004, the National People's Congress for the first time inscribed into the Constitution that the state respects and safeguards human rights, signaling that human rights had become one of the fundamental principles of the rule of law. In the meantime, the present regime also proposed putting people first and creating a harmonious society, which signaled progress in the party's concept of rule. This macro-level progress was discernible as well in my own experiences since being arrested.